LibertyBTS.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, it appears as if over the weekend, U.S. Congressman Steny Hoyer, he told America the truth. He announced, "It is unfortunate that in a time of war, we spend all the time blaming our own president. We are in a time of war," according to U.S. Congressman Steny Hoyer. And Jen Psaki, thank God she's gone, but my gosh, her replacement is probably even worse. She stated that obviously the U.S. has a stake in given the amount of military assistance we have provided, billions and billions and billions of dollars to the Ukraine. Then U.S. Congressman Paul Gosar, he stated, "I have no principle to follow but the path of peace and non-intervention. My grown children have known nothing except American war and intervention for nothing, for naught. Ukraine is not our ally. Russia is not our enemy. We need to address our crippling debt, inflation, and immigration problems. None of this is Putin's fault." Well, I'm sure that the media had a meltdown when he stated that, but they haven't declared, they haven't announced either that America is also at war with China, still undeclared because Ukraine is in the spotlight. Nevertheless, we are at war with China. Then, yesterday, out of RT News, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov stated, "The West has declared a total hybrid war against Russia. Political correctness, decency, rules, and legal norms are simply discarded. The cancel culture is apparent. Is applied to everything Russian. Any hostile actions against our country are allowed, including outright robbery." And went on to say, "We did all we could do to avoid the confrontation, but Russia accepts the challenge." Then you have, because of all these nations involved, we focus on national news, national reports. We need to see what the rest of the world is saying. Out of Germany, Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock, she declares, "Russia made a conscious decision to turn the war against Ukraine into a grain war. There is a threat of brutal hunger. We must not be naive about this. It is not collateral damage. It's a perfect deliberate instrument in a hybrid war that is currently being waged." Well, Annalena Baerbock, she has it backwards. You see, Russia went into Ukraine to rid the Ukraine of the Nazi threat to Russia. The Nazi threat was a joint venture of the Nazi element, all of the elements in Ukraine, being funded, financed, counseled by the CIA, British MI6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, by Germany, to provoke Russia into conflict, at the end of the Clinton administration and prior to that. Then with the overthrow of the legally elected president in 2014 by the Obama administration, that escalated everything. But this has been in the you might say the tinder for all this actually was placed in about 1947 after Russia defeated the Nazis that were invading Russia at that time. So this has been an ongoing plan by the United States working with the nations of the world, the Western world, that have planned to take over Ukraine, Central Asia, because without taking over that area of the world, they cannot control all of Asia. Neither can they control the whole world. It is a globalist plan. Excuse me. Then the president, Siegfried Rushworm of Germany's biggest industry, BDI, he issued a statement. The consequences of cutting off Russian gas supplies would be catastrophic. A host of companies in this case would be completely cut off from gas supplies. In many cases, the affected firms will be forced to stop production. Some enterprises may never be able to start again, to resume production, to make it through the crisis. It all goes back to energy. We'll be right back, Rick Rodriguez.
How would you like some free advertising? Free! Free!
Free! Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado. Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Before long, Joe Biden is going to hit the road. Hit the road, Joe. And it won't be long. Already the Democrat Party, the real ruling party behind the scenes, the real administration, is making the plans for the exit of Joe Biden. We know that's true. We just don't want to come right out and say it. But no, Joe Biden is not long for that position illegally in the White House. Okay, well, I was talking about the coming Holodomor, according to the State Duma Chairman Vyacheslav Volodin. He warned, Ukrainians need their grain reserve to live until the new harvest, which Washington does not believe. And he says, but Washington does not believe in the victory of Kiev. They think it's about how to get a return on their money as soon as possible, arranging a Holodomor in Ukraine. And Max Perry, he noted that Biden's new lend-lease agreement aimed at streamlining weapons to Kiev not only unnecessarily prolongs a proxy war there, but NATO is using the Ukrainians as cannon fodder. This is what they do. We know it. Economically, they economically shackle Kiev into their debt slavery to the West for many years to come, while the United States depletes that area of its resources, including grain, rare earth metals, minerals, and he stated, the U.S. is essentially recolonizing Ukraine to get a financial return from its arms investment in the country, which produces much of the world's exports in wheat and grain, which the gold half of its bicolor flag symbolizes, all the while instigating and dragging out needless death and destruction. Some people in Ukraine are telling the truth. I hope he can live. I hope they don't. I hope he doesn't get the flu. Then, going on with the article, this is RT News. The Russian ruble is still rising in value. The investment bank JP Morgan reported the Russian economy is stronger than expected. Bloomberg News has reported that Russia's oil revenue has been soaring despite sanctions. The country has earned roughly $20 billion per month from crude exports this year. And within Russia, people are there's great prosperity, actually. The Chinese ambassador to Russia, Zhang Hanbui, declaring that China has declared that China will flood Russia with brand new cars. He says, I am sure that thanks to an independent and perfect production chain, research and development potential, production capacity, improved product quality, and the growing influence of brands, Chinese cars will further increase the share of the Russian market and be more and more popular with Russian citizens. That doesn't fare well for the GM, Ford, Chrysler, for Mercedes, for the nation, car manufacturers in Europe. Chinese have a new market. And also, out of the report out of Russia, they get it. The real reason behind the EU's drive to embargo Russian oil has been revealed. Quoting, the bigger Davos plan of destroying the old global order is to build it back better, where they own everything and you will own nothing and you like it or else. Where have we heard that before? Where have we heard that before? Davos West, and now, I reported a couple of weeks ago, you have, in Asia, you have two centers of economic dialogue, Davos East, India and in China. They will be able to separate the economies, their economies, to an extent from the Western economic financial control of, what would that word be? The control network. They'll be able to, they're going to be able to separate themselves from the World Bank, Bank of International Settlements, IMF, the British financial centers, American financial centers. They're going to be able to go into a new separate economy. I don't say that because I've read it. I say that because it's in the Bible. During the time of Antichrist, Antichrist is going to have his control, his system of control, all of the systems of control he needs to control the Western nations, Europe, most of Central Asia, America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, to some degree, possibly Mexico, but the other nations are going to move away from the petrodollar system of control. And this is why Antichrist, he's going to be forced to bomb the coastlines internationally to disrupt the economies of the nations. So the Biden administration, the New York Post also stated, the United States is expanding its goals in Ukraine, and it wasn't a positive article. And they stated it's dangerous. Comments by the political and military leaders suggest the goal is no longer to drive Russia to the negotiating table, but to seek a total defeat of Russian forces. That increases the odds of catastrophe. Keep in mind that while Russia's campaign has been horrific, it can still get much worse. Russia has been fighting with one hand tied behind its back. And the thought is, we, the West, have tried almost every available weapon in our arsenal, other than nuclear weapons, to put a hurt on Russia. And Russia is continuing to thrive as a nation. They're continuing to gain political ground in that area, in that region. They are continuing to politically gain ground diplomatically in South America, in Africa, India, China, just America, England. They've gained ground in some of the other nations in Europe, the main nations. Germany, they talk a good game on one hand. We're going to move our economy away from Russian energy. But on the other hand, they say they've worked out deals with Russia to pay for the energy that they do use in rubles, not petrodollars. The French, they're in a hurt. The English, we are supplying England her fuel, gas, natural gas. We're trying to keep England afloat. That island is about to sink. Punishment. I see it as punishment. See here, also, in another article out of Sputnik News, these are not all American sites, but you can, what comes out of Russia, RT News, comes out of Europe, does end up in American press, hit on the back page, at the very bottom, the last paragraph. But it's still there. They, in this article, Western weapons in the Ukraine are being sold on encrypted messaging apps. So all the weapons that are going to Ukraine from Germany, France, England, America, Canada, the big ones, much of it, Israel, they're trying to, NATO is trying to get Israel to put in its financial share, or its military arms share also. Israel's trying to stay neutral. It continues to say that military-grade weapons and weaponry in Ukraine is being sold to international buyers on the encrypted messaging app, Telegram, including some hardware made in the United States. Just like what happened in Nazi Germany, Dunlop, selling Germans rubber tires. And IBM, giving the German government, IBM created, made punch cards. Then after World War II, IBM and the United States government made sure that they went into every one of the camps where the IBM punch card machines were being used. They went in and destroyed all of those punch card machines to eliminate evidence that the United States or the IBM corporation had anything to do with documenting who was to be killed, when they were to be killed, how they were to be killed, if they were killed, whether they were male, whether they were female, their age, their birth date. This was IBM, and IBM to this very day is still involved with the United States government and criminal activity. Also, over the weekend, Finland and Sweden decided to become NATO military blocs. They've decided, you know, we should become NATO members. And out of Russia, Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov, he stated, the fact that the Secretary of the Security of Sweden, like Finland, will not be strengthened as a result of this decision, it's completely obvious to us. The general level of military tension is going to increase, and predictability in this area will become less. And they realize, the Russians realize, that it will be just a few strategically placed nuclear weapons that will end their plans for the future. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back in a few minutes to continue.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program The Pursuit of God on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say, my guys aren't going down there? Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
Hey there, guys. How long have you been waiting for good conservative quality radio? Well, you finally reached your destination at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad.
There are these riders on the storm. There was a murderer over the weekend who, 18 years old, I'm not going to give him the honor of even mentioning his name. He's a murderer. That's what he is. He has began to shout. There was a a pro-Nazi rally in the middle of New York City, and they were shouting Azov, Azov, Azov in support of the Ukrainian Nazi Azov battalion fighters. The world thinks that, you know, Russia went into Ukraine because Russia needed more territory, more precious metals. Russia went in to rid that nation of the threat to Russia, which was the Nazi military forces supported by, again, United States, France, Germany, Canada. Nazism is alive and well. The spirit behind it, it is a spirit. It is a demonic force. It is occult, deep occult. There are those in the satanic world, the Satanists, that believe that the top of the Satanist hierarchy, the white Aryan people, are the top Satan worshipers. They are the top of that satanic world. The best example is Eyes Wide Shut, Stanley Kubrick, and Russia went in to stop the objectives of that Nazi military that is being supported by the other nations of Western countries. It had to. Now, in Germany, about 4 days ago, there is a woman. Her name was Interior Minister Nancy Faeser. She was concerned that a German government investigator, and this investigation revealed that more than 300 members of Germany's secret agencies have links to right-wing extremism, including officers who were found to have joined in the Heil Hitler chant and Nazi salutes. She stated that every case of extremism must have clear consequences. She says that Berlin will exhaust all current legal options to deal with extremists in the country's security ranks. She will propose legislation to help remove enemies of the Constitution from public service more quickly. The probe that she was involved with examined 860 suspects. Suspected cases of extremist behavior dating as far back as July 2018. There was concrete evidence against 327 employees of security services at federal and state levels. Germany's military intelligence service, MAD, was most rife with offenders, with 83 employees found to have been involved in activities against the Free Democrat Basic Order. There was 138 extremists working at federal agencies, 189 at the state level. So it was a Friday report, and it came 2 years after Germany's first nationwide far-right extremism in the country's security agencies found hundreds of cases of alleged misconduct involving soldiers, police officers, and other officials. Again, I say, the end of the world, the Nazism would once again return as a political operation internationally, because it's part of the occult agenda at the end of the world. The people involved in Pilgrim Society, they cannot discuss, do anything to bring attention to who they are as an occult secret society. Are there white supremacist and this type of people? There are these type of people in Pilgrim Society. It is an Anglo-Saxon system, so you can't deny it. And the Bible says that at the end of the world, we call it the Fourth Reich. We call it the Third Reich, but the witchcraft of Adolf Hitler would once again begin to spread internationally, and it will cause racial wars. It will be help direct policies internationally. I guess I could mention, I might as well mention, Anthony Fauci. Within the thinking of Nazism, any nation that is non-white should be eliminated. Bill Gates, with I remember in my some of my research, it appears as if his father and Gates, they were Margaret Sanger, you know, with the old I'm trying to think what Margaret Sanger. I'm trying to think five things at once. I'll leave her. I'll go to this. Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab. Don't think Klaus Schwab is not part of the Nazi thinking. He is. He's very German. Are the Germans, does that mean that all Germans are Nazis or evil? Or no, not at all. There are many, like this lady that I was just reading about, Nancy Faeser. No. She's a decent, there are decent German people. There are decent black people, decent Hispanic people, Asian people, white people. But then you always have that element on the other side, those who are evil, evil to the core, and they'll never change. In every race, in every society. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the station at 970-587-5003. Again, 970-587-5003, and ask for the Rev.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear, yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Extreme ways are back again, extreme places I didn't know. Broke everything new again, everything that I'd owned. I threw it out the windows, came along. Extreme ways I know will part the colors of my sea. Perfect color me. Extreme ways that helped me, that helped me out late at night. Extreme places I had gone to never see any light. Dirty basements, dirty noise, dirty places coming through. Extreme worlds alone, did you ever like it, Pam? I would stand in line for this.
The MK Ultra Jason Bourne series. You should watch it. This is who this murderer in Buffalo, New York was. I wonder how much, what he was on drug-wise, what kind of psychedelics, psychotropics, whatever they were. You can't get away from it. Margaret Sanger, she was believed in euthanasia, abortion. She was a white supremacist. She wanted, like Bill Gates with the others, they want the inferior races to be eliminated. That's the spirit of the age. This will be the spirit of the world at the end of the world. There will be one final push by the Aryan thinkers to rid the world of anyone that is not Aryan. I go back to Cecil B. Rhodes. Cecil B. Rhodes, Sanger, this whole group tied in that type of thinking. Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, the Queen of England, her children, her grandchildren, her son Charlie, big-eared Charlie. Then you have Trudeau. All these people are part of a system where they're going to rule the world and eliminate whoever they want. It's in the Bible. I only have, you know, I'm pushed every day for minutes, and I have five things I'm thinking about at one time, and I try to go with what I think is the most important as far as my thoughts. So, the MK Ultra, mind control. This boy, the murderer, he's not the only one. There was James here in the Aurora shooter, James Holmes, his father. He was a MK boy. The guy there, the boy that killed his mother in Sandy Hook. These people, their parents generally have been involved in military. One of the two, generally the father. What happened in who? Some of the others with Klebold and Harris at Columbine here in Colorado. Just so happened, there one of the boys' father was in military mind control operations. The same playbook is used repeatedly. It doesn't change. The playbook. Here we are, heading up into the midterm election. The playbook is the same. You're going to have more of these shooters. What happened in Boulder, Colorado, there up at Table Mesa. Table Mesa means just what it is. Table on a mesa. This is where the occult world, it's where they do their sacrifices. Muslim murderer that killed these people, he didn't work alone, I don't believe. He couldn't have worked alone. He was possibly intelligent, but not that intelligent. He had someone else assisting him, helping him. He didn't do this on his own. He had to be trained. He was a wrestler. He can't just become a wrestler in high school and begin to win matches. He has to be trained. It's a tough sport. Well, murdering people is even tougher. You have to have people training you. You have to have somebody in that community, somebody at the state level, at the city level, I assume, I would believe, had assisted him. The same with James Holmes, his psychiatrist. She was, Navy psychiatrist out of Boulder, Colorado? It's been a while since I followed the case. He went to the courtroom. This kid was so doped up, he didn't know. He was doing everything possible to keep his head up and his eyes open and trying to figure out, where am I? What is happening? Have you ever fallen, crack your head, and for a few moments, you're trying to get your balance, you're trying to figure out what's going on. You knew something happened, but you don't remember what. I was ice skating one time, and my feet went out from under me, and I ended up on the back of my head. And for about a minute, everything just kind of went quiet. I couldn't hear anything. I'm struggling to get my bearings to try to... I'm laying flat on my back, fortunately. I didn't have to try to keep my balance, but I just had to lay there and just think about it. This is James Holmes. He was thinking about it. He couldn't figure it out. Then finally your senses start to come back. Your hearing comes back. You start to figure out what happened. And your ears start to work again. James Holmes. So this is part of the playbook. This kid was triggered. What triggered him? Who helped him? Who was behind it? Who helped him get the gun? Who trained him? Who did all of that? If you could go back, some of these movies, go back and retrace the days, the hours, and the days, and the weeks before an incident. If you could go back 1 year, 2 years, let's see if possibly one of three, some 3 to 5 letter or 15 letter agency was involved. Let's see who the handlers were. Let's go back to his childhood. Let's see if he was involved in some type of abuse, shock therapy, electroshock, chemical, torture. Let's see what happened to him when he was a child. But it will never come out. Rick Rodriguez, we'll be back in a few minutes.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
It's electrifying!
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
In every life. Okay, I had to scrub my notes for a little bit. They distract me. So the notes have been scrubbed for today. Now we'll talk about life. Let's talk about what's really happening. Yesterday, there was a program on my Olive Tree program, 9 to noon every Sunday. I had been preparing programs from a year ago, a year and a half ago, and finally the time was right. And as you know, many of you know my thought on the matter of Barack Obama coming back as president of this country. Well, 2 days ago, Israel had its 74th anniversary as a nation, coming out of the grave to once again trade with the nations. From the time that Israel became a nation in 1948, there have been 13 presidents of the United States of America, Donald Trump being number 13. Joe Biden in the Bible is not recognized as a legitimate president. He did not win the election. Dinesh D'Souza, 2,000 mules, proved Donald Trump is the legitimate president of the United States of America. Agree, disagree, like or dislike, it's irrelevant. The fact is, Donald Trump proven to have won his election, not allowed by the continuity of government to resume presidency in the White House. Now, in Matthew chapter 1, verse 17, from the time of Abraham to the time of King David, there were 14 generations. From the time of David to the time that the children of Israel were carried away into Babylon was 14 generations. From the time of the carrying away into the Babylon to the time of Christ, 14 generations. In the United States of America, there will be 14 presidents from the time that Israel became a nation to the time that America is destroyed. The first president was Harry Truman. The last president, number 14, will be Barack Obama. You don't have to believe me. I'm telling you this. You can wait, watch, see what happens. Joe Biden is not number 14. He's not even included. Donald Trump is the 13th president from the time Israel became a nation. Barack Obama will be the 14th. He will return to power. And once he resumes power, about 7 years later, a little over, he will destroy this country. He wanted to destroy it during his previous administration. He didn't. He will be allowed to once he resumes power. Israel, from the time they became a nation, has had 13 prime ministers. Naftali Bennett is the 13th prime minister. These 14s, these number 14s, are significant. So now you can watch to see if the gopher, every time he comes out of the hole, he likes to get himself in position before the media, in the press, before the cameras. He wants to have an audience. The narcissistic personality is just that way. Has to be the loudest kid on the block, has to be the one on the in focus, in the news, in the spotlight. He is coming back. You don't have to believe me, but I thought I would leave you with that. I had to put my notes to the side and finish the program off with this comment. So, be tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com for podcasts. See you tomorrow.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st or March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your co-pays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.